Psachim Perk Vav Mishne Gimel. Ema say mevi chagiga imo. When do we bring a carbon chagiga with a carbon pesach? Bizman shehu ba bechol. When it comes out that the carbon pesach is brought on the chol during the week, not on Shabbos. The chagiga is not doicha Shabbos like the carbon pesach is. Pitahara. When most of Klal Yisrael is tahar. We know that there's a din that tuma hutra betzibur. If most of Klal Yisrael is tame, you can bring the carbon pesach when we're tame too. However, in that situation, you do not bring the carbon chagiga. So it's dafka has to be pitahara. Obviously, a single person that's tame is not allowed to bring the carbon pesach. Uvemuat. And also, the only other time you'd bring the carbon chagiga. So you have chol, tara, and also muat, which means that the carbon pesach was not enough to feed the whole chabura. And everybody has to eat the karm besach ala sova. It should make them full, so they'd fill themselves up with the karm chagiga if there wasn't enough. However, if there was a lot of food, if there was a lot of meat from the karm pasach for the chabura, then they wouldn't bring the karm chagiga. Uvizman shuba b'shabbos. However, if the karm pasach was brought on Shabbos bin meruba, or if there was a lot of meat, and they didn't need the chagiga to fill themselves, uvetuma, or most of the tzibur was tame. Taisentif doesn't know why this part of the Mishnah, it switches tuma to meruba. The beginning of the Mishnah had chol, tara, and muat, and now we have Shabbos, it should have been tuma and meruba, but it switches meruba and tuma, he's not sure why. Ein mevin imo chagiga, but in these three cases, you do not bring the carbon chagiga with the carbon pesach.